Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did a ghost follow her home from school? And if so, what did she want with her?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it sure is. And we love to hear your real ghost stories. So if you have one, share one. Call it in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, you can also get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can even try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Harper is with me today. How are you, friend?
I'm good.
So you are homeschooled.
Yep.
Now you actually, it's kind of more of an online school, right?
Yeah.
Where you can actually talk to teachers and you do all your assignments online and everything. And you like that, right?
Yeah.
I heard you're thinking about going back to real school. Excuse me, they're both real school, but in-person school, I should say. You're considering that.
I'm excited to go back to in-person school.
I think that would be fun for you because I think that there's some activities that you might enjoy. Maybe you want to do band. Maybe you want to play basketball or volleyball.
Drama class sounds so fun.
Drama class. Oh, I would love for you to do that. I love theater. That would be really cool if you did. I would come see your productions. I'd be the proud aunt going, "That's Harper. Look at her. She's doing great." So I hope after this story, I say all that to you because I hope after this story, this doesn't keep you away from going to real school or in-person school.
All right, let's hear it and we shall and see.
We'll hear it and then decide. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So with this ghost story, I'm going to have to give you some background info first. When I was in high school, it was in Eastern York High School in Wrightsville, Pennsylvania. I was waiting for a musical practice to start after school. One of my friends came to me with a book and showed me that our school was featured in it. Sorry in advance, but I don't remember what the book was called anymore. And when I asked her about it, she couldn't remember it either or find it. There was a story about students seeing orbs and a bad presence around the auditorium. We, of course, felt this as well. Anyway, I can't remember for the life of me if I read in this book or if she showed me or even if someone later told me about it, but apparently there was a girl that in the school years ago was on the catwalk in the auditorium and one day somehow she fell off. No one knows if she was pushed or simply just slipped off or if she jumped, but either way, there were some weird feelings that went along with the catwalk in my school. This is where the weird stuff starts. I, at the time, lived in a house directly across the street from my high school. Immediately after I read this story, I started feeling weird shit in my bedroom in my house. Since I consider myself as sensitive, I knew what it was. Every night when I was trying to go to sleep, she would be standing in the corner of my room staring at me like a death stare. I never saw her outright, but in my mind, she had really long blonde hair that was perfectly straight, kind of like she was from the 70s era, and she wore a white dress that cut off right above her knees. She also had a semi-fair complexion, but also looked like she was just a little bit sun-kissed, like she had tanned outside on the weekends. I'm also pretty positive her name was Sarah. She would constantly stand in one corner of my room and stare at me while I was watching TV or talking on the phone with my boyfriend at night. One day I was on the phone with my boyfriend and I could feel her extremely strong. I told my boyfriend about her and was really freaked out. He just kept telling me not to think about it and she'll go away. This didn't work because the more I tried to distract myself from her, the more powerful the feelings got. Next thing I knew, she was standing at the corner of my bed, still staring. I almost freaked out and lost it, and I was in a total panic. Still, being told to calm down by my boyfriend, I tried to distract myself once again. Next thing I know, she's standing right over me at the head of my bed, right in my face. Out of nowhere, she took the aloe plant sitting in the middle of my desk and pushed it with force off of my desk. There was no way this plant could have just fallen over and off the desk because it literally had to have been moved at least a foot in every direction for it to be able to fall on the floor, and it went straight onto the floor. Somebody had to push it to even get it off the desk.
Yeah. Okay,
that's pretty creepy stuff, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you're sitting right there. It's one thing to come into your room and see it on the floor, and then you could always say, oh, it was the cat. I blame everything in my house on my cats.
To be honest, this ghost kind of sounds like a cat.
Exactly. Except it's a freaky cat standing in the corner staring.
Yeah, that's a little bit horrifying.
So after that point, she said, my fear turned to straight anger. I was pissed that she was effing with my stuff in my room, and at this point, I just wanted her to leave. I think she knew I was mad at her because, of course, she disappeared after that. The next day, I came home from school, and this little wooden yin-yang sign that my boyfriend made for me in wood shop was pushed off the jewelry box it was sitting on top of. I knew it was her, and I immediately got super pissed once again because she didn't let me sleep the night before and was messing with the stuff I cared about a lot. See, now that's one of those things that you really could blame on the cat. Because
yeah.
she came in and it's on the floor. But when you're sitting there and it's right in front of you and it's being moved and pushed, that's a little different. I walked out of my room to my mom and told her what was going on. I'd mentioned to her before, and my mom would always tell me I was just imagining things because apparently she knew everyone who had lived in the house before us and no one had died there. So when I told her this time, she was just annoyed and told me to go away. I marched back into my bedroom and sat down on my bed and said, all right, I know I'd rather talk to you during the day, so there must be something you really need to tell me because the sun is still out, so what is it? Now, I was expecting her to just come out in full form and sit down next to me and tell me all her problems like we were best friends. And then in this letter, in all caps, it says, that is not what happened. Out of nowhere, I felt a huge gust of wind fly right past my head next to my right ear. When it got to my ear, I heard a sound I'd never heard before. It was like a moan mixed with a creaking floorboard sound. I had carpet in my room, so I knew it wasn't the floor. Plus, I was sitting down, so none of it was a sound like I could have possibly made. Plus, the sound was directly in my ear. There was nothing else around that could have made that horrific sound. It was just terrifying. And right after that, I stated in a firm voice, "All right, we are done here. I don't want you coming back here anymore and not letting me sleep. You need to leave me alone." I applaud her for that because I think that's very brave.
I would have just saged the house the first incident.
Sage the house. And then do you think, though, say you sage the house and you still had an experience like this, could you be that brave to be like, okay, we are done here and you have to go?
Yeah.
You could do it?
Mm-hmm.
I think I kind of think you almost have to, don't you?
Yeah.
It's like, I need to reclaim my stuff and you have to go. So it continues. After that day, I could always feel her in my room, but she just kept to herself and never would bother me. I kind of feel bad now because I know she was around my age at the time, and I knew she just wanted help, but I didn't know anything to do that could help her. I know she was so intense because she was scared and stuck, but there was nothing I could do for her. I full-heartedly think that she was the girl who died in my high school, and since I now knew the story about her, she could see that I could see her, so she followed me around from home to school. I honestly have no idea if I'm at all correct, but that's a little bit too much of a coincidence if you ask me. I'd love to hear what you guys think. If you find any information on the matter, my friend and I found this one website that had two little paragraphs about it, but nothing on the girl directly. So here's what was on the website. And by the way, I looked around and this is what I found as well. I didn't find anything else. So there was a website that said Wrightsville Eastern York High School. Students at the school claim to see shadowy figures and doors slamming on their own. There were also reports of seeing orbs and strange lights. Also, earlier this year, a student found ectoplasm on a gym locker. Now, I don't know what ectoplasm actually looks like, but
it sounds like something from Ghostbusters.
It does, doesn't it? And I think in a high school, ectoplasm could be any number of things, and it also could include a prank. Don't you think?
Yeah.
There have been other stories about the school that date back to after the Civil War. There have also been lots of horrible acts there from the students and teachers. So I don't know. Then this other paragraph says, a student here at the same high school experienced many hauntings working after school for theater in the catwalk above the auditorium. And do you know what the catwalk is?
Yes.
So if you're like backstage and maybe you have to get up high to drop a curtain, maybe it's lights. You know, a lot of theaters, more modern theaters, you really don't need that. Maybe for spotlights or something, but so a lot of theaters have that. You can feel an unpleasant presence pacing back and forth, noises, and the feeling of being trapped. Along with noises in the side rooms off the stage, you can hear locker doors slam behind you as you walk the halls like someone is chasing you and slamming them shut. That's pretty creepy. So, yeah. And so when I Googled it, I just found that same site that she was talking about. But what do you think? Do you think it does sound like the girl died there? At least that's what they think. However she died, who knows? Do you think, number one, she could have followed her home from school?
Probably, yeah.
Do you think that she was actually experiencing something paranormal in her room? Do you think maybe it was all in her head because she heard the scary story and now is putting all this stuff together?
I think it actually happened because, like, she says that she can actually see the girl in the corner.
And the thing about the plant seems to kind of verify that as well.
Yeah, and here's something. With the thing where she got that letter in all caps saying, like, that's not what happened. I wonder if the girl and how she died, I wonder if she got pushed.
Well,
it's like, maybe she did not fall. Maybe she got pushed.
And they don't know. Did,
what?
They don't know. They said at the beginning of that story, they said she could have slipped, she could have been pushed, or she could have jumped. So even any of those scenarios, I think, could lead to a haunting, don't you?
Definitely.
And there's other people who seem to feel her presence as well.
Yeah.
Do you think as a person who's sensitive like she is, that is perhaps why her spirit would follow her home? Because she can maybe reach out and get through to this girl?
Yeah.
The one part about this whole thing that I did find sad was that she really felt like at the end of that maybe the girl was reaching out to her for help, but she didn't know how to help her. That part kind of makes me sad.
That is a really sad part.
Like, she wants help. She doesn't know what to do. But she's reaching out to a girl in high school who might not have the tools and the know-how to help her.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But if something traumatic happened there, I kind of get why you're stuck there. And you know, another thing, I've been involved, you know, because I write plays and I've been writing for like 20 years. So I know a lot of theater people and it's kind of in their blood, and people who love theater, like really love theater. And that's why I think there's so many haunted theaters, that these people, they're so connected to the theater that they either go back there because that's the place they love, or maybe they died there and they love being there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've heard a lot of hauntings at theaters and other workplaces too. You know, other people are passionate about a number of different things. Maybe you're a aeronautical engineer and that's your passion. And so then you haunt that place where you worked.
Yeah.
But I get it when people have a strong connection to something like they would with theater. I know, it makes me sad, but I also think that she was probably right. Hopefully she's followed someone home that's been able to help her. That would be kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I would like to think that would happen for her. So yeah. If you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com, try it 3 days free, or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.